Now the story of even newer kids on the musical block, middle school students learning to play rock from a scruffy substitute teacher who can't pay his rent. Sound familiar? It's the story of School of Rock, the 2003 film that made Jack Black a star. Jeff London reports on the team that's taken it to Broadway, including two members of the British House of Lords.
Alex Brightman, the actor who plays Dewey Finn, the Jack Black character, says there's a joke going around backstage.
When you think School of Rock, you think of one name, Julian Fellows, the man who created Downton Abbey. But it totally works because Andrew Lloyd Webber and Julian Fellows, they are collaborative dudes and they're creative, and that doesn't matter how old you are or what you've done.
When the world has screwed you and crushed you in its fist, when the way you're treated has got you good and pissed, there's been one solution since the world began. Don't just sit and take it, stick it to the man.
What you might forget is that Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber, composer of Phantom of the Opera and Cats, wrote the first successful rock opera when he was just 22 years old. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus! You started to believe the things that serve you. You really do believe this talk of God is true.
Lloyd Webber calls himself a child of that time.
When we recorded Superstar, the next door studio, through the time we were doing that, Led Zeppelin were making an album.
And the music of that era informs what he wrote for School of Rock.
You, Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we?
Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
Lloyd Webber says he thinks of the show as entertainment with a message.
Look, School of Rock is fun. Hopefully I've fleshed it out with a few catchy songs and kept the spirit of the original movie. Hopefully it's something that you will go to and say I had a really good time, but hopefully you will also take out of it the central message of the story, which is a very warm and very simple one, which is about the empowering force of music.
And the effect it has on kids. So the creative team has fleshed out the characters of the children and their relationship with their parents, says Lord Julian Fellows.
I think we've defined children rather more than in the film, and given them a situation and given them problems. So we know, I think, slightly more clearly the effect that Dewey is having on them and having on their lives.
You always talk, talk, talk all the time. You never let me get in a word. I wish I had a dime for every thought I've swallowed unheard. No matter what it is that I do, it's like I just can't seem to get through.
These days, with such hit musicals as Annie and Matilda, seeing kids who can act and dance and sing is nothing particularly new. But seeing them actually play their instruments may be the show's biggest appeal, says Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I mean, it's extraordinary for their age just how great they are. And how, you know, together they play. I mean, you close your eyes and you say, oh gosh, this is a band that's played together for 3 or 4 years. You wouldn't think that they're, you know, 10 and 11-year-olds.
11-year-old Evie Dolan plays Katie, the band's bass guitarist.
I went into the auditioning with my ukulele. And then the next audition, they asked me to bring my bass. And I've never touched a bass or seen a bass. And my dad went to Guitar Center. I got the bass and I learned it. And I think I'm better now.
You, what is your name?
Katie.
Turn a cello this way, and it's practically like a bass. Pop the strings when you play, and watch how you shred my bass. Whoa, whoa, somebody find my bass. She's shredding it off. Oh, no, it's right here. It's right here.
Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber takes kids and music seriously. He runs a foundation in England, which has provided 3,000 disadvantaged school children free violins and training. And he's doing something unthinkable for a show that's just opened on Broadway. He's making School of Rock available for school groups to license and perform early next year, while the show is still running in New York.
Every school has got a Dewey. every school has got somebody who could be the headmistress. All those characters are there, and above all, every school has got children.
And Lloyd Webber adds he plans to go to California to see the first school production next March. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York. Yeah!